Findlay High School football coach, Stephan Adams. Welcome once again. Glad to have you back, sir.
Glad to be back. And once again, all things are starting to feel normal again.
It has been entirely too long since we chatted.
Absolutely.
You've been through one season as coach of the Trojans now, and now it's time to start a second. I'm sure there are lots of lessons that you learned from last season. Is there one that is always top of mind as you've been moving through camp and get ready for the opener on Friday?
Yeah, I think just, you know, for us, it's been kind of a staple in the offseason. Was last year we bought the property. This year we're building the foundation. You know, and it's our job, and it's so critical this year to make sure that all the, you know, it's a solid foundation, no cracks in the foundation, and that we're doing something that's going to have an impact for years to come. So I think after last year, we did some things. We figured some things out as time went on. This year, we want to figure those things out a little quicker. And I think being able to have a full offseason with the guys, we did just that.
Now, your Trojans did have a nice run in the playoffs a year ago. As such, expectations are high. You did lose a lot to graduation, but you have a nice core of players back. Have those veterans, whatever their class, because, you know, some guys were playing as freshmen, some didn't play for the first time until they're juniors.
Exactly.
So those guys who have some experience, do you feel like they are helping to bring along those newbies?
Yeah, you know, we've actually did something that I know people are doing, and it's something I've always wanted to do in a program. We had created a leadership council where we were able to teach. You know, I think it's one thing. It's my job to present the philosophy and the vision of the program. But in all reality, you need everybody else, your coaches, right, your leadership council that we have. You need them to get the message out as well, too. Their voices are just as big. So, you know, we've really done a good job of getting our message across this year and really going out and attacking the off season. And it's been fun because a lot of guys who had opportunities last year were the guys who have really taken off with the vocal part of being a leader and accountability. And I know at a big school, sometimes you look on the sideline and you want to see 100 kids on the sideline. Well, we'll get there, but I can promise we have literally 75 kids that are 100% bought in to what we're trying to do for now and the future.
Now, knowing that you revamped what you were doing mid-season a year ago to great success, might add, I think it's safe to assume that you're continuing to adjust to the players you have rather than try and force players to fit into a rigid plan. I'm not going to ask specifically how you've done that, but we don't want to give anything away, but it is happening. Is that right?
No, 100%. I think, once again, having the full time and full off season, you know, last year, I would say it's safe to say we knew the kids very well. We were trying to do some new things in there as well, which we thought fit. And then at the end of the day, the kid, what we learned was they knew what they knew. They are who they are. And for that group, we just kind of had to get out their way a little bit. And then this year, we've had such a long off season, and we've talked to these kids. We've had great conversations, not just about football, but about life and who they are and who they want to be, you know, and where they are, what they're progressing, and where they could maybe do a little better, that I think we have a good handle on really who we are and what we want to be and how it fits in with that vision. So I think we've definitely done that. And I think, you know, it's been a unique experience to see the guys who are rising to the top right now.
Very good. Now, we have all season to get into the particulars about each of the players and each of the sections, each of the aspects of the game. So let's just this time talk specifically about the folks who you hope have the hands.
Yes.
Assuming everybody's healthy, I would expect that Ryan Montgomery will be back behind center again. Mm-hmm. Who's going to be joining him in the backfield?
Yeah, so we got a great group of guys right now between Matthew Guthrie, Dallas De La Cruz, and also Jackson Lane are three guys that will kind of handle running back duties. And, you know, a couple of those guys are possibly see some defensive looks as well, too. So it's kind of whoever's fresh. And then, as I always have controlled the running back position, for me it's always going to be who's had the hot hand in the second half. And whoever's hot gets to play and finish it out. And when I've approached it like this, it's changed from game to game. And a couple times there was one guy who always seemed to take over. So, I'm excited about this group. It's a new group, but it's, once again, it's a group that's worked extremely hard and shown some great flashes.
Now, you did lose a ton from your receiving core a year ago. Who is going to be on the receiving end of those passes from young Mr. Montgomery?
Yeah, so once again, you know, you had Donovan Harris, who was a guy who was electric. And Donnie, you know, what's so great about Donnie's so competitive that he thought last year he should have had more touches than everybody else. And that's why I love him to death. But we had so many guys that were catching passes, so many skill guys that were those seniors who were alphas. And so Donnie will have kind of it's his time to really step up and kind of be a guy to get the ball in his hands. Javonte Hill, great basketball player, has been out and is here to jump in and mix as well too. Brady Allen's done a great job offseason. Antoine Murphy. We have some guys in the mix. Reese Little. So we're excited about our group. Although young, we're excited about what they can do when the lights are on, and I think they're ready to kind of answer the bell.
So Friday night, you open up on the road with a trip to White House to face Anthony Wayne. A home win a year ago started things off right for your first game of the season, game as the head coach at Findlay. What will you need to do to repeat that on the Generals battlefield this week?
Yeah, well, once again, first and foremost, you know, my hat always goes off to Coach Brungard, who does a great job. I mean, before I even took this job, I've kind of watched from afar, and I think his name was mentioned a couple times because he was a Findlay guy when I was coaching at the University of Findlay. But just a great program, and I feel like I'll probably say the same thing for as long as Findlay will have me and as long as he's at Anthony Wayne, right? Like, you know, with his team, we're going to go in there, and we're going to have to be able to battle and match their physicality for four quarters and some if need be. When you watch them, they're extremely physical. This is on both sides of the ball, all three phases of the game. They don't make too many mistakes. They're pretty sound in what they do, and then they rely on just their ability to play fast, play with controlled aggression, and not make too many mistakes. So it's the question again, you know, where are we now? Will we be able to match their physicality and be able to go for four quarters or more? So we're super excited about it. They have a great home environment, so it should be really fun.